Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
Fuck with
leaving so soon. I've gotten myself into a vampire situation.
Hello!
Daddy. Where's Stefan? He gave himself over to Klaus.
You can embrace what you truly are. A Ripper.
Stefan can be saved. I hope you bring him back.
So is this your master plan? Build an army of hybrid slaves?
Not slaves. Soldiers.
Something's wrong. They're all dead.
I should be able to turn them. I killed the doppelganger.
I did everything I was told!
You're interrupting my drink.
You miss me?
Catherine, where are you?
Lurking outside your window, pining away.
What do you want?
I'm homesick. What have I missed?
Well, Stefan's still Klaus's little prisoner, and Elena still thinks she can save him, and no one's thought about you since you left.
And what about you? I'm sure now that you've given up on your brother, you're plotting some sort of way of moving in on his girlfriend.
I didn't give up on him.
I just don't know where he is. But you do.
Are you trailing them?
A hybrid who wants me dead and a psychic who's off the rails? I couldn't be further away.
Which means you know exactly where they are.
All I know is that Klaus pitched a fit once his hybrids didn't work. And I was looking for some answers.
How do you know that?
It's been 500 years running, and there'll be a few people along the way that are looking out for you.
Is that what you're doing?
Looking out for my brother?
Maybe. Maybe not. I'm conflicted.
Where are they?
Welcome back to Chicago, Stefan.
What are we doing here?
I know how much you loved it here. Bringing back memories of the good old Ripper days.
Blacked out, most of them.
A lot of blood, a lot of partying. Details are all blur. Well, that is a crying shame. The details, what makes it legend? Well, it was the Ripper of Monterey got lonely, so he escaped to the city for comfort. It was prohibition. Everything was off limits then, which made everything so much fun.
Careful, Mr. Salvatore. You're still wearing your date. She's lovely.
Who are you?
Chicago was magical.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it.
Like I said, I don't remember most of it.
Down to business, then.
Why am I still with you? We had our fun. Your hybrids failed. I mean, don't you want to move on?
We're going to see my favorite witch.
If anyone can help us with our hybrid problem,
it's her.
Feeling so good.
you doing? Get out.
You know you're dreaming about me. Explains the drool.
Oh, my God. 6 a.m. Seriously? Do you really have nothing better to do at 6 a.m.?
Fine. Don't come with me to bring Stefan home. See ya.
Wait. What? What are you talking about? Where is he?
Windy City.
He's in Chicago? How do you know?
Came to me in a dream. I was naked. You would have loved it. Start packing.
Is he okay?
Well, let's just say he's not there to meet Oprah. Ooh. Put these in the yes pile.
Daddy, are you there? Why won't you talk to me?
I'm so sorry this happened to you. I need an answer. How do you walk in the sunlight?
Let me go.
Sweetheart, please, just answer me, then we'll get on with it.
Is that all you want to know?
That's all I want to know. Interesting.
No, Dad, no. What are you doing?
Your ancestors built this place. People figured it was run unruly prisoners of the jailhouse, but they had something else in mind. The vein in the ventilation system to keep their subject weak. Reinforced steel containment chair. And that.
It's an antique, Damon. Like you.
Read this. Paints a pretty little picture of Stefan's first experience in Chicago.
It's Stefan's diary. I'm not going to invade his private thoughts.
You need to be prepared for what you're about to see.
I've seen Stefan in his darkest periods. I can handle it.
Here's one. March 12, 1922. I've blacked out days. I wake up in strangers' blood, places I don't recognize, with women I don't remember. I'm shocked. Stefan's not a virgin.
Eyes on the road, Grandma.
Fine. Back to my game. Tell me if you see a Florida play.
You don't add up too much.
The fun boy, Thomas, actually came here to hear the music, not you.
I am so sorry, sweetheart. Are we offending you?
It should take a lot more than a baby face like this to offend me.
Hey. You ever gonna tell me your name?
Sure. I knew Annette. Now do Gloria a favor and stick a sock in it.
Short on love. Don't win it.
Looks familiar, doesn't it?
I can't believe this place is still here.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, a hybrid walks into a bar, says to the bar.
Stop. You may be invincible, but that doesn't make you funny. I remember you.
Yeah.
You're Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't you be...
old and dead? Now, if I die, who's gonna run this place, huh?
Gloria's a very powerful witch.
I can slow the aging down some. Herbs and spells. But don't worry, it'll catch up to me one day.
Stefan, why don't you go and fix it up a little something from behind the bar?
Yeah, sure thing.
You look ravishing, by the way.
Don't. I know why you're here. A hybrid out to make more hybrids? That kind of news travels.
So what am I doing wrong? I broke the curse.
Obviously you did something wrong. Every spell has a loophole, but a curse that old, we'd have to contact the witch who created it.
Well, that would be the original witch. She's very dead.
I know. And for me to contact her, I'll need help. Bring me Rebecca.
Rebecca. Rebecca is a bit preoccupied.
She has what I need. Bring her to me.
What is this?
Well, I told you, Stefan.
Chicago's a magical place.
This is me. With you.
Caroline, Mom. Just coming up for air after a few all-nighters at the station. Thought we'd have lunch and you could remind me I promised not to work so hard. I don't hurt anyone, I swear. I swear. I can handle the earth. I can't.
If you could handle it, this wouldn't happen.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm conditioning you to associate vampirism with pain. In time, the thought of human blood will make you repress your vampire instincts completely.
That's impossible. Daddy, you can't change who I am.
Yes, I can.
No.
You remember this feeling?
No.
Stefan could live anywhere in Chicago, and he chose this.
There used to be an all-girls high school around the corner, but it shut down for attendance issues. Weird.
If you're trying to scare me into giving up and going back, it's not going to work.
Here we are. Stefan's second personality home.
He obviously hasn't been here.
Tour's not over yet.
Stefan hit his alcohol. What a monster.
Look harder.
It's a list of names.
Mm-hmm.
Are these all of his victims?
Still handling it?
What were you doing in the 1920s? Paving the way for women's liberation?
I was around.
Chicago's a big city. Stefan was a cocky ripper douche, but I could avoid him and still indulge in a few Daisy Buchanans of my own.
Where are you going?
His old stomping ground.
I'm coming with you.
No, you stay here and whip up an actual plan. I'll come back when I find
him. This doesn't make any sense. Why don't I remember you?
You said it yourself, that time had a lot of dark holes.
Oh, if you knew me, then why haven't you said anything?
I'm a little busy right now, memory lane. I'll have to wait.
What the hell is going on? Answer me.
Let's just say we didn't get off to a brilliant start. To be honest, I hated you.
Beautiful.
A witch gave it to me. It's Supposedly it's magical.
And is it?
It brought me love, didn't it?
It's late, Rebecca. We're leaving.
Get off me!
Who is this guy?
Stefan, don't. He'll kill you. Looks a lot stronger than he looks.
So this is the famous Stefan Salvatore I've been hearing so much about. You're right. He does have funny hair. And I'm bored. I want to go.
Then go without me. I'm not your girlfriend.
No, you're my sister, which means you have to do as I say.
Your sister. So I knew another original vampire.
If you can't handle it, then don't ask.
Why don't you just tell me what the hell is going on? I mean, you obviously want me here for a reason, right?
Well, you have many useful talents.
Sure.
In fact, I learned some of my favorite tricks from you. So, Stefan, enlighten me. What makes you worthy of an original like my sister? She's pure vampire, and you're no more than a diluted bloodline.
Don't listen to him, Stefan. Nick's an elitist.
And where's the rest of your family?
Well, let's see. I killed most of them.
But not all.
And you're okay with that?
Well, we all had the chance to choose a side. I chose the right one. Eventually.
Where the hell's my wife?
I don't know. I give up.
You think you're so tough? Hiding in your bar? Drinking your liquor? A telephone call to Chicago PD might set you straight. Lila! Lila, please.
Come here for a second.
Oh, thank God. Come on, we're leaving.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. You're sitting.
Stefan, don't be mean.
What the hell are you doing?
Go and bandage that up.
I'd like you to join me for a drink.
What kind of sick freaks are you?
I said, drink. I didn't catch your name.
Go to hell.
Do you want another sip?
Liam. Liam Grant.
Liam Grant. Have another sip, Liam.
I was your number one fan.
Why should I believe any of this?
When she wakes up, tell her to meet us at Gloria's bar, then volunteer your carotid artery and let her feed until you die.
Where are you going?
You think I'm lying, Stefan. You and I knew each other. You trusted me with one of your secrets, and now I'm going to prove it to you.
How?
We're going to your old apartment.
Well, look what the wind blew in. Last I heard, you hated this place.
Gloria.
Damn.
If I knew you were going to age like this, I would have stuck around.
I always did like you better, but I see your brother is still running in the wrong crowd.
You've seen him?
The Klaus. That combo.
You know where they went?
They'll be back here later tonight. They're out to run a little errand for me.
Gloria. Don't be teased. What kind of errand?
I don't think so. You may be cute, but you're still a vampire.
April 1922. Lexi found me last night.
Dragged me off the train tracks. Thinks she can make me care again.
June 1924.
Lexi's driving me crazy. More animal blood. More misery.
1935. Cravings are there, but it's easier. Lexi's on to her next project.
Getting me to laugh.
Do you feel that? Is anybody here?
It's been vacant for decades. People must break in all the time. Why'd you bring me here?
Your friend, Liam Grant, the one who drank his wife's blood. I never could figure out why you wanted his name. And then you told me your little secret. It was all part of your special little ritual.
Relive the kill over and over again. You believe me now?
Look what I found.
Single malt. My favorite. Let's go and find someone to pair it with.
Finally, I called you an hour ago.
Make yourself presentable. I know where Stefan's going to be tonight.
I told you that I was practically discovered by Klaus, and you're worried about what I'm wearing?
I had an hour to realize what a bad idea it was to leave you here alone, process it, and move on. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Get dressed. Your own road trip being gross.
Do you know where he's going to be?
Yes, with Klaus. So I'll just drive Klaus, and you deal with Stefan.
Okay. Thank you.
But you're going to have about 5 minutes tops before that hybrid freak rips my heart out. So, please, tell me you can do this.
I can do this.
Where's Rebecca?
She'll be here. I'll just conjure her on demand. What's with you? I thought Chicago was your playground.
So this is why you asked me to be a roommate.
Because you liked the way that I tortured innocent people. Well, that's certainly half of it.
What's the other half?
The other half, Stefan, is that you used to want to be my wingman.
You're jealous. Your family wants you dead because they can never be what you are.
What? An abomination?
No.
A king. Look at us. Two sad orphans. My sister fancies you, you know. But, I should warn you, Rebecca doesn't do anything half speed. That includes falling in love, so just be careful. You should tell me that.
I appreciate the advice.
And when the point comes, Rajiv inevitably leaves you. She can't help it. It's just who she is. Don't let your heart do anything stupid.
You know, you're a good friend, Nick. I'm glad I met you.
To friendship. I want you to know, when Carol Lockwood called and told me about you, I sat down and cried.
Dad, I'm okay. I've learned to adapt. I don't need to be fixed. I can't be fixed.
I've always taught you to try your best. I need you to try your best now. There. See? You're doing it.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Fight the urge.
Daddy, I'm starving.
I know you are, Care. Try.
Why? You know that this isn't going to work.
It has to work. It's the only option.
Why are you trying to fix me?
So I don't have to kill you.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Sun's gone down. We'll try again tomorrow.
Hello, Bill.
Put the gun down, Liz. I know what I'm doing.
That's our daughter in there.
She looks up to you. Loves you.
Then she'll trust me to do the right thing. Let me do this, Liz. Not because she's a monster, but because we love her.
Tyler!
You're not going in there.
Go ahead.
Tyler.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
Such great friends, and why do I only know you as the hybrid dick
who sacrificed my girlfriend on an altar of fire?
Huh?
All good things must come to an end.
Time for Rebecca and I to move on. Bad
desire to have a clean slate.
But why?
You shouldn't have to cover your tracks. Unless you're running from someone. Story time's over. I need another drink. A real one.
What's wrong with you?
You kill Andy one day, you save my life the next. What are you, good, bad?
Pick one.
Klaus won't saw Lane today. You have to get her out of Chicago.
She's not going anywhere until she's got you checked into vampire rehab and on the mend. Trust me.
I've tried.
She is the key to everything. Klaus can't know that she's alive.
What are you talking about?
She was supposed to die in sacrifice, and she did. Now Klaus can't create any new hybrids. His witch is seconds away from figuring that out. Tell Lena to go home and forget about me.
Last call. Drink them up.
I see they've opened the doors to the riffraff now.
Oh, honey, I've been called worse.
You don't give up, do you?
Give me my brother back. You'll never have to see me again.
Well, I am torn, you see. I promised Stefan I wouldn't let you die, but how many freebies did I really sign up for? And clearly you want to die, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So,
what can I say? I'm a thrill seeker. Shouldn't be here.
Where else would I be?
Damon won't be able to distract Klaus for long.
Come home.
I don't want to come home. Oh dear, what was that? I'm a little boozy, so you'll forgive me if I miss your heart the first few tries. No, that's not it. Almost.
You want a partner in crime? Forget that.
I had so much more fun. You won't be any fun after you're dead. Really?
Not in my bar. You take it outside.
You don't have to negotiate your brother's freedom. When I'm done with him, he won't want to go back.
Klaus is obsessed with Siren and these hybrids. The second he knows you're alive, he'll figure out why it's not working.
Look, I know you're trying to protect me, but I can't let you do it. Come with me, Stefan, please.
And what do you expect if I do? Huh? It's never going to be the same, Elena.
I know that.
I don't think you do. I've left bodies scattered from Florida to Tennessee. Innocent people. Humans.
Look, I found you like this before. In the 20s, and she saved you.
And you know what I did after that? I spent 30 years trying to pull myself together. To a vampire, that's nothing. To you, that's half your life.
I can't give up on you, Stefan.
Yes, you can. It's done. That part of my life is done. I don't want to see you. I don't want to be with you. I just want you to go.
Thank you.
you okay?
Let's try.
Your dad, all our families, we have beliefs that have been passed on through generations. We were taught never to stray from them.
You did.
You taught me to look at things in a different way.
I just thought that he was the one who got...
He did. He will again.
Thanks for believing in me. So you can see
the way I think led. Would now be a bad time to give you crap about sneaking out on me?
Rebecca, it's your big brother. Come out, wherever you are.
Hurry up, Rebecca.
Let's go.
He'll be here any second.
Do you want to die? We've been found. We need to move.
Not without Stefan.
Stefan's not coming. We have to disappear. He'll draw too much attention. Let him go.
What did you do?
Come on, we don't have time for any tantrums.
I don't want to run anymore, Nick. All we do is run. I want to be with Stefan.
Fine. Then choose him or me. That's what I thought.
Get in the truck. Let's go.
Goodbye, Nick. No, but I was hoping it would hurt more.
I understand that you're upset with me, Rebecca. So I'm gonna let that go. Just this once. Brought you a little peace offering. You can come in.
Witch.
What do you have that Gloria needs?
Where's my necklace? What did you do with that? I never take it off.
I don't know. I didn't touch it.
We need to find it, Nick.
Tell me that's
now.
Not what
I want
she
it
needs.
Back.
Tell me that's not what she needs, Rebecca.
Okay, you were right. He was there.
I'm always right. Let me guess. It ended in tears and heartbreak.
Where are you?
Why? Do you want to come rub sunscreen on my back?
I'm thinking Europe. Italy, maybe? Or Spain. You were always a sucker for those lazy afternoons.
Keep guessing, Damon. Bye-bye.
For you. Have you seen these two?
Never seen those people before in my life.
Wrap it up, boys. We're through here.